Then.
Guten Morgen, Kinder. Wer ist meine Wolpertinger? Meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. My name is of no significance, but most people call me Ovno or Tobe, except for select family members and certain chicks who address me in a more diminutive form. Oh, what are we doing today? I don't know. I'm wandering around in a forest. What else is new? This is what we call the Dubious Goals Committee. Or sometimes, when I'm feeling more creative, I think of some other kind of name. Am I feeling creative today? No, not particularly. This is a pain day, and so we're just out walking around, just seeing what's up. Is today a protein day? Do I get to eat protein today? I don't know. Not sure what day this is after all. Sunday. Yay. Alright, so, what are we doing? I'm walking along here in Herrenhaven because it's a nice day. It's probably 70 degrees. It's sunny. There is no wind really to speak of. So there's a part of me that's worried about getting too hot. Yeah, right when I say there's no wind, then the wind comes up. Whoosh! And what else do you need to know? That's about it. So, yeah. Walking. I'm feeling pretty mobile today. Let's go out here and look into the Mulhall's property to see if we can see any Matis, because there are Matis out here. Although, I did notice that the gate was open, so there might have been some people in here which would have scared away any Matis. And I don't see anybody in here now, they just left their gate open, which means I could drive my car onto their property, bring it up through the cut. I'd have to move this log, and I could park my car in the middle of Herrenhaven. But I don't see any Matis. I do smell something good though, something that smells good. Is it pizza? What am I smelling? I don't know. Yeah. I could park my car right up here. You know, in fact, the land bridge is probably wide enough that I could park my car right here on the land bridge. Take a picture. That might be funny. That reminds me of something from my college days. Back when I was stupid enough to think that I needed to be at a university. I was there one year, a spoof edition of the school newspaper came out, and the school I was going to, it's a state college, but at the time they didn't have any dorms or anything. It was sort of known as a commuter college. I don't know if they use that term anymore or not. And because there's no dorms and there's not really a whole heck of a lot of parking, and parking was a real task at this place, since everybody had to drive to school, you know, right? So being as parking was a big deal, the spoof edition of our newspaper did a story on alternative parking places. And I found out later that the guy who did it, his name is Dave Manning. And in the middle of the night, one night, he drove his car around into strange places and took pictures of it. And it was very, very funny because he had this tiny little car. It was a Renault Le Car. You probably remember these. Probably not fondly. You probably remember them in a derogatory manner. But it was hilarious because he managed to get this car into some hilariously unusual places, like in front of the library, which, well, without actually seeing pictures, you wouldn't understand how difficult this would be or how impossible it would be to park there. Pretty much the equivalent of getting a car up on a roof of a building. But this, that seeing the car in front of the library was so funny to me that, I don't know, I've remembered that ever since. And I guess the only reason it was so funny to me is this is the university that my father taught at as well. And so I spent a lot of time at this university before I even was ever enrolled there. I was very familiar with it all. I'm walking around on the boardwalk. I saw something go whoosh and it kicked up a little bit of mud under the water here. Must have been some fishies. Or maybe a frog or a tadpole. There's not much going on out here today. I don't see any goosers. I don't see any duckalores. Where's my duckies? Maybe we need to get further in here. The duckweed is slowly dissipating. You can actually see water again. And that's nice. I mean, if you're tired of looking at a sea of duckweed. Wow, I'm seeing bubbles. And those are bubbles of outgassing organic material at the bottom of the pond. It was not an animal or anything breathing underwater. So I'm walking around. I'm walking around and I'm kind of looking for muskrat push-ups. Because this is the time of year when we should start seeing these things being built. There's a lot of muddy tracks here on the boardwalk too. Snoodler tracks. That looks like scratty tracks. Don't know if there's any muskrats in here or not, but this is the time of year, you know, the beginning of November, when it starts to get cooler, then muskrats start building their little grass huts that they overwinter in. And I'm not seeing any being built. Probably because, see, that would be a good spot, but those cattails aren't down yet. What they do is they wait for the cattails to die, and the cattails fall over, and they create sort of this mat of cattail stalks. Right, so the muskrats, they just get underneath and they push them up and they make these tents. They look like teepees. And then they take other cattails and they build them up along the sides for insulation and stuff. And so they have these nice little muskratty huts to sleep in and stay warm in the winter. It's fun for scratties. And here's some cattails starting to cotton out right here, starting to get fuzzy and fluffy. Jeez. Now it seems like it's getting warm. Maybe I shouldn't have worn my long pants. You know, I got up this morning, meaning, you know, half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago. And I looked at the Weather Channel and they said it was 43 degrees. And I thought, oh, good. Yay, it's going to be a nice cool day again. And no. So now it's in the 70s. Why did I wear pants? Should have worn my shorts. All right, I'm walking into the wall blind here. What do I see? Am I going to get some ducks? Yes, I am. There's my duckies. There's a mallard pair on the log. They're trying to sleep. There's another mallard pair a couple yards away from them. They're snacking. Having some ducky snacks. Should have brought Pippa out here with me. Oh, look, Pippa, there's some duckies. Let's give them a chomp. She wouldn't even know what they were. She would look at them and say, oh, what is that strange thing over there? Do I need to get it? Yes, you need to get it. Oh. So what else is going on? Did I mention I ate a taco the other night? And I was having a bad day. Something was really driving my guts crazy. And by about 8 o'clock at night, I was really hungry again. And I obviously needed protein. So I had to bite the bullet and spend $3.17 to get my taco, which is so big that you can divide it up into two tacos. So really I ate two tacos with lime and Tabasco sauce. Oh, so yummy. I felt so much better after that. When was that? That was a couple days ago. I mean, it was so good. Boy, I don't know who was cooking that night, but man, it was perfect. Perfect taco. I love perfect taco. Plus, when I was driving around, I had my pocket chip with me, and I was scanning everybody's business. So that was pretty fun. I have some ideas about that. As soon as I can find another $40 or $50, I'm going to build something. I've got this idea. Actually, I've had that idea some time ago. But the more I think about it, the more it drives me crazy. Da-da-da-da-da. So soon I'm going to have to do it or go nuts. What's flipping around? Oh, it's just a bird. I thought there was some dude. Hey, did you just try to poop on me? That bird just tried to poop on me. He missed by about a yard, though. How rude. So I'm walking into the big blind here. And I see a couple geese out on the island. And, oh, there's some two ducks in the delta. Where's the rest of... Oh, and I see all the rest of the ducks. They're way over there. On the edge of the lake. I'm gonna stick my head out of here. Doo doo doo. Nobody on the tree. Wow. Really slow day here. Oh, and somebody has come and taken the posters out of the display cases here in the blind. Okay. Whatever. Whatever they wanna do is cool with me. All right, so am I getting hot? Is it hot in here? All right, it's getting a little warm. I'm gonna walk up through the loop, see if we can see that mati. Because I think it was yesterday we were walking through here and we spotted that. It wasn't yesterday, it was a couple days ago. Spotted that mat in that den that we hadn't seen anybody in for a while. And the mati was actually in the tree. That's the funny thing. Matis, they like to climb trees. But you'll rarely find them in a tree just because they can see you from farther away because they are up high. and are taking the high ground. That is a wise strategic choice by a marmot. And then they can see you coming from a long way away, so they can get down and they can run away and hide before you even know anything about them. But you tend to be able to hear them when they're climbing down because they're so scratchy. Okay, we're getting real close to where that Mati was. I'm looking in the tree. I see nothing. There's sounds in the underbrush beside me. No, well, I don't see anything. Got to get really close to see into the den. These bushes really grew up. These bushes weren't even here at the beginning of the season. Yeah, and I don't see any Mati heads poking out at me, wondering, hey, who's that guy? It's me. It's always me. Who did you think it would be, duh? Oh, Matis. They're so wacky. So now I'm walking down the hill. Got a duck under some branches and it's painful. But that's okay. Well, it's a new month. It is now November. My November starts today. My fiscal November. Hooray. What does that mean? Nobody knows. I don't even know. All I know is I'm going to start punching people. There's some people in this world who said they were going to do some stuff. And as usual, I made the mistake of taking their word for it and believing them. And nothing is getting done. And this is affecting me in manners greater than other people may have anticipated. Even though I tried to explain it to them in no uncertain terms, the thing I always fail to remember is that nobody can be trusted and everybody is an idiot. So I'm left in the lurch. And it's starting to affect me adversely. And I do not like that. I do not like that one bit. So what do I do instead? I walk around outside looking for little fat furry creatures running around in the forest. Ooh, I hear something back there. Can't see anything though. Too much plantage. Oh my God, what do I want to do? What am I going to do today? Well, at least I got some football games to watch. I suppose I could go to the grocery store. That'll give me something to do. Oh wait, or can I go to the grocery store? I gotta plan that out. I gotta figure that out. I don't have a lot of gasoline. I'm out of gasoline. Well, I'm not out of gasoline, but I'm out of anything that you can buy gasoline with, which in America is cash dollars. So I have to very carefully ration my gasoline. Oh, I'm walking through cattail fluff. Fluff, fluff. I probably shouldn't have driven out here today. How much does it cost me to drive to Herrenhaven? I think I once figured out that it's about 2 miles away. It's actually much shorter than that as the crow flies, as the heron flies. But being as all these streets aren't straight and you gotta go zit, 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 it's closer to 2 miles. My car gets about 20 miles to the gallon. So in other words, 2 miles is 1/10 of a gallon. A gallon of gasoline costs about $2 here right now. Oh, I lost my train of thought and I don't feel like doing the math, and 1/10 of a gallon costs me 20 cents to drive here. 20 cents to drive back. Or thereabouts. Yeah, I'm spending 50 cents a day driving to Herrenhaven. That, we need to cut that out. That's not a luxury I can afford. Well, at least winter is coming soon and I'll be doing a lot less driving. Won't be coming here as often. Just going to the store. That's the only thing I need to drive to. I'm just gonna walk up here and see what's going on. Yeah. Today's another super crappy edition of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm starting to care less and less. I have greater priorities in my life than doing this stupid pseudo radio show. I thought there might be some dudes up here. What about in that hole? See, that hole, it's hard to tell, but it kind of looks like it's been cleared out. What's over here? Yeah, it's these stupid people. Somebody has trimmed a bunch of mulberry trees and stuff, and they throw all the clippings and stuff on the pile of logs here, covering up the marmot holes and stuff. Dumbasses. I cannot explain to these stupid people enough not to do certain things. You know, this place is supposed to be about wildlife and blah, blah, blah. So what do? You know, destroy wildlife. Destroy mushroom myceliums. Huge, beautiful myceliums. Oh, we want to put some plants here. What for? You already got mushrooms growing here. What? No, we're going to put flowers. Oh my God, go ahead and die. It'll be a benefit to this world. People are stupid. There's a squirrely on the tree. Hooray. Yeah, that's the worst part. The woman who started this place up, she knew what was up. She got it. She did all kinds of cool stuff. But now that she's no longer around, we got all these other dipshits who think they know what they're doing, but don't actually have a clue. You know these kind of people. You've experienced them. You know what's going on. Alright, so I'm back by my car, but I don't feel like going anywhere. I'm gonna walk up here into the mushroom garden. See if that Mati den back there is doing anything. Oh, I can hear a hawk calling. There's a hawk flying around in the Papio Valley. I'm walking very slowly by the patch of grass where we find our mantises. But I'm not seeing any mantises. Somebody's throwing grass clippings in here now. Did they just throw grass clippings over the marmot den? Maybe so. God, these people are stupid. That's what you get. I'm full of hate and rage. I'm a terrible person. But I've gotten to the point where I kind of don't care. I don't care how evil I become. Why would I? Yeah, and they're throwing crap over here too. I can see some Mati trails. So there might be some activity in this den. Yay! Wind's picking up a little bit here. I'm gonna walk over here and look down into this little ravine. See if there's any action in the ravine. No. Oh, I don't see anything. Yeah, maybe I should become the president of Harrenhaven. I tell you, one of the first things I'd do is I would tear out this stupid bat chimney. Another Boy Scout project gone horribly, horribly wrong. You've heard me complain about it. Oh, one time we had a bat in our chimney, so bats must live in chimneys, and so let's build a fake chimney and bats will live in it. No. That's not what happens. That's not how it works. This is what I think of your goddamn Boy Scout bat chimney. But I digress. Where's my Matis? I don't see any Matis today. Don't see any much of action of anything. Now we're getting close to my car. It's kind of hot out here. Yeah, I'm in the direct sun. It's getting too painful. I can feel welts rising on my arms. Let's get out of here. Let's go somewhere where it's cooler. I don't know exactly where that'll be, but I know that we'll be there in 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, 0 seconds. Hello, here we are back in the studio to wrap up this ultimately exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Well, what have we learned today? Well, we learned that it's too sunny to go outside. We learned that I probably should eat something, and I really need to eat something good. But I don't have any money. Maybe I should go to the store. I need to go to the store, I think, for something. I can't remember what, though. Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, plus I gotta wonder, did anybody even listen to this? So anybody listening, did anybody remember that daylight savings ended and so this show came on at a different time than usual? Unless, of course, you're in Arizona where they don't observe daylight savings, where, you know, I respect that. Do I care? No. No, I don't. So screw daylight savings. Who cares? Nobody listens to this anyway. And then the next exciting holiday we have is Election Day, coming up in 2 days. Find out the fate of our country for the next 4 years. Will we get the asshole, or will we get the complete asshole? Those are the choices we had. Yeah. Yeah, two-party system, all right. Look at all these great candidates. Look at these great Americans, these human beings that are just wonderful examples of leaders. That's who we're gonna get. Yay! No matter which way it goes, we all lose. Who knows? Look on the bright side. You know, maybe we'll get to impeach another president. That'll be fun. We never get to do that. That only comes around, what, once every generation. That'll be great. Yeah, maybe we'll have a recall. Maybe you can find someone who cares, because I don't. Who am I, you might ask? It doesn't even matter. All you need to know is that my time is up. So, whatever, and bye-bye. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.